With a little less than a month left in a New York State legislative session, lawmakers once again have failed to take any major action on climate change, despite the increasingly urgent warnings from the United Nations and the world scientists. One proposal that was initially in the governor's budget was to ban the use of gas in new buildings by 2027. Climate activists want a faster timeline of 2024, which is what New York City has recently adopted. The issue was removed from the budget due to the state assembly opposition, partially because they did not want policy issues to be decided in the budget, but also due from oppositions from unions in the construction field. Lawmakers and advocates from NYPIRG, Food and Water Watch, New York Communities for Change, and others rallied at the Capitol to support the Old Electric Buildings Act on Tuesday. We hear from the main legislative sponsors, Senator Kavanaugh and Assemblymember Gallagher, and others, including Albany County Legislature Sam Fine. First, we hear from the MC, Liz Moran of Earth Justice.
Thank you all so much for joining us here today to call on New York State to pass the All Electric Buildings Act. The time is now. Now or never to get off of fossil fuels. So my name's Liz Moran. I'm the New York policy advocate with Earth Justice. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change recently released a dire report that found we have to start decreasing global greenhouse gas emissions and get off fossil fuels ASAP. It's common sense. We cannot keep building buildings to rely upon fossil fuels. The building sector in New York State makes up the largest sector of greenhouse gas emissions in New York. And the technology is here and available now. We have all electric buildings already coming online in New York State. So what's stopping us? The fossil fuel industry. The fossil fuel industry has spent billions over the course of decades lying about their role in causing the climate crisis. Are we going to let them continue to lie to us and deceive us now?
No.
That's right. We cannot let New York State be bamboozled by the fossil fuel industry any longer. We need this legislation now. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to the Senate bill sponsor, Senator Brian Kavanaugh.
You know, as I said, this is an incredibly important issue, and this is an incredibly important moment, and the time to get this done is now. We know that the Senate and the Assembly will adjourn for the year on June 2nd. Very soon. Somebody is counting the actual session. I think it's, how many is it? Nine. But, you know, we have basically about 4 weeks to get this done. We know that through the great work of the organizations present here and many others, New York City has already put a ban in place that is very similar to the one we're doing today. But we know that the rest of the state is also a huge producer of the pollution that is causing climate change, that is literally destroying the habitability of the planet we live on. By implementing the bill before us today, we would prevent the release of an additional 4 million metric tons of CO2 by 2040. That is in addition to the 2 million metric tons that the city bill already will get out of the system. And that is the equivalent of removing about 870,000 automobiles from our streets statewide for a year. We've been hearing recently some newfound interest in the part of many people who've been skeptical of all kinds of measures. Welcome, Emily Gallagher. We've been hearing from all kinds of people who have been in telling us we don't need to act urgency for so long, now saying, well, we can't act urgently to prevent new buildings that burn fossil fuel because we need to upgrade the grid, because we need to upgrade transmission, because we need new storage capacity and new technology to deliver electricity. By the way, all of those things are true. We do need to do all those things, but we need to act on this crisis on all fronts. We cannot wait to have a perfect electrical grid in order to stop building infrastructure that is going to require gas for decades to come. This is a, This is about stopping digging the hole deeper that we know we're already in. We have the opportunity to get this done. I'm very proud with so many colleagues in both houses of the legislature, and we've already had some good productive conversations this session with the governor's office, but it is time now to work together to get this done.
I'm now thrilled to introduce our Assembly Bill sponsor, Assemblymember Emily Gallagher.
I am thrilled to see everybody out here to support the All Electric Buildings Act. We have been gaining so much momentum for this bill, and it is critical because so many of us see that the environmental crisis that we are already in is not existential. It has become physically real. And we cannot wait any longer, and we cannot be detached from this issue. I know that here in the halls of Albany, we often become detached from the realities of what our bills do to everyday people and to our earth. And it is absolutely essential that we make sure that we keep reminding all of our colleagues and all of your representatives that this is a real thing that is happening and that we can prevent. Now, my colleague, Mr. Kavanaugh, he brought up so many good points. I really don't even have that much to add. But I do want to say that it is ridiculous that we are claiming not to have power over things that haven't even been built yet. We have control over the businesses and over the real estate industry in this state. And for us to claim otherwise is ludicrous and honestly looks really like some of the people in charge are controlled by those industries instead of the other way around. It's really important that everyone band together and prove that we have the power. We ran for these seats to help our communities. And that is what we must do by passing the All Electric Buildings Act. Thank you.
Our next speaker is Assemblymember Matanis.
Point out the fact that if this industry is spending millions of dollars on commercials to lie to folks, then we know that we are on the right track. Every call and every email that I get of constituents upset about their cost of the electricity is an opportunity for me to teach and send them back out there with the right message. And we will continue to organize. We've got folks upstate and downstate supporting this. This is a no-brainer. We have goals with the CLCPA. Let's get this done.
Our next speaker is Sam Fine, Albany County Legislator.
I represent part of the city of Albany, the south end of Albany. And if you drove in today, you'll see lines of oil trains lined up right along 787 that goes all the way to the port of Albany. You see these full trains that when the price of oil goes up, the trains come. When it goes down, they disappear. But it goes right to the port of Albany. Right next to it is public housing. And that's the situation that we face. It's often the most vulnerable communities. It's low-income communities. It's communities of color that have to face the worst impacts of fossil fuels. I think that just shows all the more urgency that we need to get off fossil fuels as soon as we can. My district is also filled with lots of old buildings, buildings that pollute a lot more, people that are paying higher electricity costs because those buildings are not sealed up and they're burning lots of fossil fuels. So, you know, this is such a critical issue, and just want to thank everyone who's been pushing this.
Final speaker today is Bella, who is a NYPERG student from Hunter College.
Today, I just want to say, for young people like me, this is a generational climate issue. It's an issue that's front and center for us. We are seeing more severe storms and flash floods with water up to our waist just to get on the train, and people are drowning in their homes, in their basements, trapped. Our communities and our subways are unable to deal with it all. If we don't act now, Earth will still be here, but future generations may not be here to see it. And that's the reality. And all electric buildings is a solution that can be expanded easily and quickly. Buildings are already going up across the state that are gas-free and all electric. Unsurprisingly, the fossil fuel industry is not into electrifying everything because it hurts their profits. And now, even when gas is up to $6 or $7 a gallon, And while the world is burning, the fossil fuel industry is making record profit. They are doing it all at the expense of a livable future for me and my peers. Fossil fuel special interests will fight necessary action with misinformation, scare tactics, and by delaying climate solution. But we are here today to implore that our legislative leaders do not fall for it. Pass the All Electric Building Act today.
This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.